waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Klaus Schwab cutting our electricity off. We need to put Klaus Schwab's head on Godzilla showing destroying Tokyo. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott is our guest. Great economist, been dead on. You see all those predictions come true, but I'm going to commission the crew. So we need a bigger crew. They're doing a great job. They're overwhelmed. We're up here to like 8 at night most nights. We need people up here at like 10 or 11 in one of the debate next week. Boy. But we really need to go through his interviews and just clip, and then show, because he says it basically tracking exactly. So give us the big enchilada. You've been coming on for almost 11 months. You're dead on, 25 years. Really great analysis on where the economy is now and where your projections are at now. Does it follow the line you predicted, or is it worse than you thought or better than you thought?
Well, I think the economy is getting worse than we thought, and I think the projections for tangible assets like gold and silver are better than I thought. You know, with some of the news that we talked about 2 weeks ago, the development of the new Samsung battery for electric vehicles that uses a solid silver core rather than a liquid electrolyte core, that's potentially 67% of all global mining production in silver, added to the already shortfall of supply that we have because of everything else that's happening, right? And central banks buying up gold. We've got all this mayhem and political chaos and unsustainability and high taxes. And it's like, oh, Alex, it's like crazy, right? So those kind of things propel it upward. Now, a lot of the economists, not just me, but a lot of economists that follow the hard asset commodity space are expecting silver to hit $50 by the end of this year. Alex, it's 30. That's a 67% increase over the next 4 months. Even if they're the dumbest economists on the planet and they get an F because they're 50% wrong, that's still 30% growth. Well, what if they can barely even fog up a mirror? They're so dumb. And they're 75% off. That's still 15% between now and the end of the year. That's 4 months. That's an amazing return. So that things are accelerating in a way that is even more than what I would have projected. And it's an election year, and you've got everything that's happening in Israel and with Iran kind of erupting and funding all these terrorist
and Russia, right? Ukraine invading Russia, and the globalists wanting black swans. I mean, here's the deal. Explain this to people, because you have the actual numbers. I just have a gestalt of it. There's more gold, so the globalists, silver, there's so little of it, it's not even on their radar because they have trillions and hundreds of billions to spend, and the institutions are all buying that. But billionaires, smaller corporations, individuals are buying up silver everywhere, and then now it's being found to have all these even more incredible industrial uses, which mainline even analysts say is going to make it explode. Why hasn't the general public figured this out? Because as soon as they figure it out, I think that's why you see a lot of analysts saying $200 an ounce silver in a year. I mean, once they figure it out, it's going to go crazy.
You're right. Well, you're not going to hear this on normal financial news networks. You're not going to hear it from your normal advisor, your stockbroker.
Even though mainline analysts are predicting 60% increase in the next 4 months.
Mainline.
No, I read it. I know. So mainline are saying that, but then it's not on the news. I mean, that's...
Well, so your broker, you know, at Merrill Lynch or Schwab or wherever they're at, right? They don't sell tangible assets, and it's actually against their rules. They could lose their job. It's a law called selling away, or an administrative ruling that says, hey, if you recommend something that we don't offer, you could actually lose your job. So keep your pie hole shut and don't talk about it, right? So it's like, man, that happened to me back in 1998, right? I was working for a stock company, and I was recommending that people actually just back then do 5% of your portfolio into physical gold. And they said, Kirk, you can't do that. Cease and desist. It's like, what? I'm always going to do what's best for the client. So I quit. Right? It's like, I'm not going to let somebody tell me to do something because their compliance officer said it's all you can talk about. Alex, we've got to start looking in other directions when we've got this debt imbalance that we're seeing.
No, I agree, but just to interrupt real quick. And that's just like we now learned a few months ago, 2.3 or 2. Guys, look it up. Just type in Walgreens CVS paid billions to not prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other known, we now know the FDA admits they knew, it was on their own website then, treatments that had a 99% success rate. They also blocked budesonide that even their mainline papers said, and we turned out the rich and powerful were taking it. I mean, it's the same thing. They give a directive, and it's like saying, don't give a man in the desert water. You know, give them something else that turns their kidneys and liver off, like remdesivir. I mean, these are sick people.
They are sick people, and you start to see how this impacts society, right? People will invest when they view the future as being good, right? When they view it as consistent, and all their hard-earned money that they've worked their whole life to accumulate is going to go someplace and grow. But people naturally pull back the reins, Alex, when there's fear, there's a hurdle, or there's something that they don't know about, right? So this is where we're starting to see societal decline. And so in Denver right now, this is where I live, everyone's seeing the news about Aurora and all the Venezuelan undocumented gang members from prison that are up here walking around with semi-automatic rifles, going commandeering apartment buildings, you know, having people at gunpoint saying, you're going to pay us the rent instead of your landlord or else. They're walking down the streets with face masks on in the middle of the night and breaking into people's garages and stealing motorcycles and everything else. It's like, it's a war zone. And I hear gunshots, you know, outside of our office. We actually had a shooting right outside of our window, downtown Denver. And there's like three people laying on the sidewalks with blood coming out of their chest. It's like, what? And it's because we're a sanctuary city, for crying out loud. Again, stupid, woke, liberal politics where you can't really talk bad about these people, right? To me, a criminal is a criminal. I don't care where you're from.
No, I totally agree. But when you read the Soros, Cloward, and Bibbin plan controlling the DAs, and mostly many of the attorney generals, not most, about 40%, over 20 of them in the states, they want the crime wave. They want to bring down society. That's a communist tactic to destroy civilization so you can build something back on top of it. Kirk Elliott, great job. I want to tell people again, you're a great sponsor. I only bring people the best water filters, the best herbal food at the lower price. You can spend three times more and get even more gourmet, but it's good quality, clean, healthy, tasty food for the lowest price you're going to get for quality and great packaging that lasts a long time, ready to deliver. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But people need to call you. They need to get a consultation. You guys just don't jump in bed immediately. It's super easy, though. Find out what you want to do, what you're looking for. Get into silver right now. If you want gold, they'll sell that to you at wholesale, folks. So just saying a spot. That's what it comes out of the ground at. They are the top company in the U.S., 25-year overnight success story. That's a joke. I'm a 30-year overnight success story. So, again, go to kepm.com/gold. That's simple. Just Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. And I believe there's nothing sure in this world except that God's real and that mama loves you, at least most mommies do, is that you need to get into silver now. If you're smart, it is the no-brainer. 100% in my feeling, my opinion, it's going to way outperform the very best stocks, even defense stocks or medical stocks in this climate. Most analysts are saying 60% in the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. Let's say it's half of that. You're talking 30%. This is and then you physically hold it or you put it in a depository. There's so much you can do. You can roll over IRAs, you name it. Call Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team right now. They're amazing, so professional, so nice. 877-789-2539. They don't bite, but sometimes on the show they get thousands of calls. Usually get hundreds every time. So, you know, they don't call you back for a day or so. Just understand they're getting to you. They're going to spend time with you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you.
All right. I want people to listen to me and I want people to listen very, very carefully. I am an expert on the subject that we're about to cover with great constitutional lawyer and great historian and good friend of mine, Robert Barnes. I want you to listen to me very, very, very carefully here, okay? I have personally been through this. I have personally been through what I'm about to break down for you. Now, for a lot of reasons that would take an hour to describe, I never gave the details of this, but my lawyer at the time for free speech, Mark Rondazza, leading name, and Robert Barnes advising me on InfoWars and our operations, he was engaged then for a couple of years, are the only people that know the full story, other than people that did it. So when I talk about Russiagate, really 3.0, because they've done this two previous times, 2016, and they tried it again in the last election. It's the Democrats in the deep state that are getting the money. They're getting the payoffs. It's come out Biden, his son, or like vending machines, or like a NASCAR, all the stickers on it. The Chi-Com's the biggest one. The Black Rocks, the Russians are in there. So if Biden was a NASCAR, Kamala's a NASCAR, there's a big Russian Federation sticker on the door. Okay, but there's CCP on the hood, on the roof, Black Rock. There's a NAMBLA sticker on the trunk. There's an ADL sticker, you know, on the quarter panel. There's a sticker for Planned Parenthood. That's who he is. With Trump, 100% America, zero foreign influence. They went over all these people with a fine-tooth comb. They could find nobody. Now, I got a reproached. It actually happened again this year, too. They had undercover sting people, and they tried to infiltrate us and tried to hire some of the employees and get them to commit crimes. And they used a foreign British multinational group out of Dubai to do it. So we've had MI6. But going back on the same day that I confronted Marco Rubio, I go back to the Trump Hotel. I'm about to leave with the crew. And this very important person wants to meet with me, who's dialed into the Republican and Democrat administrations. Let's say the bureaucracy, heads of agencies. So I say, yeah, I'll meet you, you know, in the restaurant by the bar. Comes in, says, here is this piece of paper. The Internet Research Group wants to give you $3 million in this private trust right now. You just got to sign this piece of paper. It's totally legal. And I said, no, thank you. And there's a lot more goes in the story. And then I wrote a letter to the FBI and then brought it to him and had other information. Barnes was given all the info. He can attest to all this. Then they tried to infiltrate our crew and get them to take money. Of course, none of them did. The Southern Poverty Law Center was able to get one to do it and hack into our computer systems because they could find nothing, and then hack into the surveillance cameras. The best they had was me smoking a cigarette and drinking a vodka. They put that on the news. Whoop-de-doo. But that's the tip of the iceberg. So if I'm experiencing this, that's just a little bit of it. That's just like the top four or five examples. It's been about more than I can count. And I'm sure there's a lot I don't know about. And thank God I've always been a Boy Scout, so it's just okay. It's really hard to, you know, con an honest man, as they say, because I just don't even dial into that crap. What we saw them do with Trump and all his people being approached by Russians, who are really CIA, FBI, they could never get one Trump person to do it. And they tried. They tried to set him up, tried to set up Flynn. So now when you hear Benny Johnson and Tim Pool are secretly working for Russians, you have a private media company that goes out and gets Tim Pool to produce a culture show for them that he signs a contract that they can air anywhere they want and sell. They get sponsorship to do it. It's companies, mainline companies that the company's gotten as sponsors. They don't even know that RT is involved funding the company. But then Merrick Garland admits, the head of the DOJ, that an outside investor actually gave the money to the company that was also working with RT to go out and make these acquisitions that it requested. Now, I don't know 100% that's the same deal that happened to us that they tried, but 99%. So you hear, oh my God, these conservative influencers were part of a company that got $10 million. And I looked at the numbers, they might have gotten $100,000 apiece. It's chicken feed. We have billions being spent this election cycle on the books and billions off with all these foreign governments flooding in for Kamala Harris. And they're using MI6 to try to frame Trump with the Crossfire Hurricane fake dossier. I mean, it goes on and on. They're spending billions. They want you to think it's all being thrown to Putin by $10 million, where you've got hundreds of millions from the Russians going to the Democrats alone and $3 million from the Moscow mayor to Biden. So they've arrested two RT employees way up the chain with these media conglomerates and PR firms and ad agencies. And then as a talk show host or show, sponsors come to you or groups come to you and say, hey, we want to air your show on this platform. And then the platform's got some Russian investment, but not enough to sponsor the shows. So a private investor comes in and says what it wants. And then the media company takes that, and then they say it's Russians. And that's what Garland said at the end of this clip we're going to play here in just a moment. Then we'll go to Robert Barnes for the balance of the hour. And I appreciate him getting out of court early to be here. And he hosts, of course, a great show with Viva Fry. And just search his name. He's hard to not find. Does an amazing job. So here is Merrick Garland last night. Boy, they've really got the Russians now. Meanwhile, since it's communist, the globalists are the ones with 75% unrealized capital gains to price controls. They're the ones that want to have, you know, 90% death taxes. They're the commies. I mean, the Russians are lightweights at manipulating the U.S. We know who's manipulating. AP saying that J.D. Vance said, I don't care about kids, and it's a fact of life. He said the opposite. I care. It shouldn't be a fact of life. We've got to stop this. So they're the disinfo. They're the trillion-pound gorilla, and Russia's influence is like a scrawny rhesus monkey or something. So here's a clip of Garland.
The company never disclosed to the influencers or to their millions of followers its ties to RT and the Russian government. Instead, the defendants and the company claimed that the company was sponsored by a private investor. But that private investor was a fictitious persona.
Okay, Barnes, let's start with me. Not that I'm that important, but you were there. You saw the documents, clear cut. You advised others, said at that point, don't, you know, go after the I mean, this is CIA, FBI, folks. I'll leave it at that. What do you want to tell people about that? And then, do you agree this is Russiagate 3.0? Very serious, because they're going to roll out against all independent media. They can have these mixed ad agencies that buy ads everywhere. Kind of, they try to get Musk by refreshing thousands of times to get an anti-Semitic post with an ad on it. It's the same thing. They can put this money out. They can invest in Russian companies or subsidiaries. The CIA or FBI can, or the ADL, they, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, then they can get that money somehow downchain into somebody's ad feed, and then they can say you're a Russian agent. That's clearly where they're going, Robert Barnes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's part of a common pattern now for a long time, but it accelerated under Trump, which is their goal is they want to use FISA to spy on a bunch of Americans that are involved in political activities that they dislike. They want to find ways to smear them publicly and ideally suppress and censor their speech and activities and build up paranoia that can justify various forms of foreign wars. And the goal is to come up with a pretend foreign enemy that is usually never the actual source of what's taking place. That if you dig in, whether you look at what happened in 2016, where they pretended Russians were infiltrating the Trump campaign, so then they could illegally spy on the Trump campaign, illegally and illicitly smear the Trump campaign and Trump himself with the bogus Mueller case and the election results, and they could build up paranoia with Russia to try to prevent Trump from getting a détente with Russia rather than having Russia align with China, which had been an American objective for dating back to Nixon. And they keep repeating and rerunning the script over and over again. So they did it in 2016, then they did it again in variations of Ukraine Gate and the first impeachment in 2018, then they did it again in 2020, said that Hunter Biden's laptop was really a Russian disinformation campaign, and they've been trying to do it ever since. They made multiple inroads trying, basically what they have is that these people aren't on Putin's payroll, they're on Langley's payroll, and they pretend to be behind the scenes that they tell the courts and other people that they're Russians. They're not. They're spooks. Now, some of them may be Russians, but they're not working for the Russian government. They're working for the U.S. and Western governments, MI6, et cetera. Think Christopher Steele, who was both on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and on the former payroll of MI6 and MI5. So it's they made approaches to you. They made approaches to other people. And the goal has been to try to entrap them in something that they can label criminal behavior as justification to spy on their entire network. Because of the six-hop rule, that basically with FISA, you can not only spy on that person, but spy on anybody within 6 degrees of separation of them effectively. So it's a massive surveillance spy net. And they always allege it's foreign funding because that's the pretext for FISA to be involved so they can circumvent a regular warrant process in spying on American communications. and correspondence. You can see that in the indictment here. They were clearly spying in live time on all of these.
Yeah, bottom line, that's how they're spying on the Trump campaign for a third round, which all came out illegally, is they're just throwing some money into a Russian operation that's buying media and then say, oh, my God, the Russians.
Exactly. And the second objective with all of this is to be able to suppress dissident speech, to censor dissident speech. It's another way of using the legal system to try to get off the air people they don't like, to get major platforms. I mean, already YouTube has completely deleted Lauren Chen from public existence. Not only is the Tenet Network gone, everything that Lauren Chen has ever done for a decade is gone. And that's the goal, to intimidate platforms, often collude and conspire with those platforms to censor speech. It's just a different variation of the Sandy Hook litigation, a different variation of the Trump litigation, weaponizing the legal system to suppress and censor dissident speech and to sow discord. I mean, this goes back to COINTELPRO, it's the same script, sow discord within their dissident political community. Sadly, it worked. You had a bunch of people on the right who just bought this line, hook, line, and sinker. There are certain key giveaways with all of this. And then the third goal is use this new legal system, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, to be able to criminalize people they don't like and disagree with. I mean, that's what it really is. I mean, how is it that foreigners investing in American media is now a crime? Well, what's Fox but founded by Rupert Murdoch, a foreigner? He's now a U.S. citizen, but he wasn't always. What's the New York Times? They're owned by a Mexican billionaire. Look at how much oil money is tied up with major companies. You can't throw a rock in D.C. without hitting somebody that's on a foreign payroll. And usually it's an Arab, a Middle Eastern foreign payroll. Whichever side you're on the Israeli side, they're either getting paid by Israel or getting paid on the people who hate Israel. Both of them lining up people and lining up paying pockets. So how did that suddenly become a crime? This is all about a mass hoax on the public, middle of an election, to influence the election, but also to try to, it's a new wave of attack of censorship and suppression of independent thought, to intimidate them into saying, if we can say that any source of funds ever came from some foreign government we don't like, then now we can tag you, shame you, and censor you. Look at what we did to Lauren Chen. Eliminated her from public presence.
By the way, stay there. Hours. Excellent. Knocked it out of the park. Stay there, Robert. We're back in a few minutes. Let's get Lauren Chen on the show because, I like Glenn Beck. Those guys are good. I'm on the show in a few weeks. But I think they made the wrong move getting rid of her just because she got money from this group not knowing, and then YouTube takes her down. We need to stop running scared from the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Supplements are the second.